Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron Hughes. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Unfortunately, there's not really any news this week, so let's just get right into the shows. Raw, we had Melina returning on a tape show. What's going on with that, Aaron?
Yeah, I was as surprised as you were. I mean, this is actually kind of a big deal. And to have her come back, you know, on this Raw, it just didn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, I would have had her come back on the other, on the most previous one, since it really didn't matter a whole lot, because it's not like one show was taped one night, one was taped the next night. They're both taped on Monday night. So it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me why they would do that. But, you know, she's going to come back to breathe some life into the women's division over there on Raw, which they desperately, desperately need. So, you know, hopefully it'll be good for her.
Right. One thing that I don't understand is why is The Miz in the main event?
They're testing the waters.
I don't think he's there. I don't think he's ever going to be there. That's my problem. I don't think he's that good.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit, because when I did the show by myself, I talked about how they're really preparing The Miz to be in the main event. Do you think him winning the Money in the Bank ladder match is the step to put him in the main event?
Actually, I think it's going to be his downfall. I have a feeling that he's going to cash in at some point, and he's going to lose. He'll be the first person to lose by cashing it in. That's what I think is going to happen. I don't think he even needs the belt. I mean, realistically, he can be the heavyweight champion all he wants, but I could care less. I mean, with Sheamus, okay, I could see he's been able to hold his own. But even now, looking back on it, I wouldn't have done it. But same thing with The Miz. They gave him the Money in the Bank, which basically guarantees him a win. But I almost wish that they could renege on it. That's the only thing I can think of.
You know, I actually agree with you that he could possibly be the first to ever lose, even though it is pretty much a guaranteed win. I actually could see him being the first to lose, you know, his shot at the title. I really could see that. So I definitely agree with you there. But to be the one thing I would do, though, is that he's got the U.S. title right now. You know, if you're planning on grooming him to be the WWE champion, then the thing to do is to give that title to somebody else, somebody who needs it. And there's a lot of people over on Raw who could definitely use that title. I think that the best one would be Evan Bourne. I think that you and I would probably both agree on that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'd be nice to have a face at the title for a little bit, but I'm almost wondering, it depends on what happens in the NXT. I wouldn't be surprised if The Miz, because The Miz will not win. I'll tell you this right now. And you just write this on your calendar. The Miz will not win the world title until NXT is over with. That I can guarantee. Because first of all, they've never had a world champion. Oh, wait a minute. Was Jericho a world champion?
Jericho was.
Okay, I take that back. But I don't see The Miz actually coming on with a belt. I don't see that. I just don't see it. Unless Alex Riley somehow gets eliminated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the other thing, too, was on Raw, they had the continuation of the 7-on-7, where last week's show they had, really it was the 6-on-7, but they had, dissension in the ranks, and this week they basically had the exact same thing. So do you think it kind of took away from the show since they focused so heavily on it last week, and this week they focused so heavily on it, too?
It's almost like they already knew, they taped the same show. That's what I got out of it. I mean, to me, it sounds like it's the same show. That's it. To me, that's all. It's just the same show. I think they botched it. I mean, they botched it like the Cubs botched, going to the World Series every year.
Yeah, well, you know, I agree with you. I mean, there was a lot of issues on Raw this week, and you know, I think that hopefully the following week we may see some better wrestling.
You would
some
think it's a taped
storyline.
Show, though. A taped show. You think they could do something. A taped show. But I don't know. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. All right, well, let's go to SmackDown. SmackDown had some interesting things happen, which I was very surprised. Mr. Ziggler, or as everyone knows him from the Spirit Squad, what was he, Kenny? Or Mickey?
No, he wasn't Kenny.
He was Mickey?
Was he?
Was he Mickey or Nikki? Doesn't matter.
I didn't even know he was on the Spirit Squad.
Yeah, he was the one who was like, Mickey or Nikki! That was him.
Really?
Yeah, they made him dye his hair.
Nikki.
Nikki, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, dude! That's why I can't take him seriously. No matter what Dolph Ziggler does, I can't take him seriously. Because I'm just like, Nikki!
You know, the one thing is, I must say, they really reinvented him as a wrestler. I mean, because I didn't know. I mean, and I'm, you know, you would call a smark, you know, and I actually did not know that that was him.
Crap, who's the other Spirit Squad member that, there's one more. There's one more Spirit Squad member that's wrestling now. I can't remember who it is.
For WWE?
Yeah, it's not Kozlov. I always want to say it's him, but it's not. There's another one, too. I thought that... You don't know this, do you? I'm going to give you a ton of crap from now on, Mark.
I guess now you got to. But he actually won, you know, Nikki, or Dolph Ziggler, won the IC title. So what do you think about that? Do you think that was good?
Like I said, dude, I can't take him seriously still. Nikki! But, yeah, so Dolph Ziggler is the champion. It's, you know, NXT is the champion. He's all about the Cougars right now. I think it's kind of nice to see him, you know, win it, but I don't think he deserved it. Anyways, so Kane is the Undertaker's attacker. So Taker won the belt just for this reason. I'm sorry, Kane won the belt only to feud with the Undertaker to drop it to the Undertaker.
Yeah,
genius booking. Huh?
Why even say Ray was the attacker last week? I mean, that really, I don't know. I think it's kind of stupid. And on top of it, too, the other thing is, while it's not like Kane and Undertaker feuded a million times, you know, back in the 90s, but the thing is, their feud that we've seen was boring when they feuded. And then when we saw them feud again for, what was it, WrestleMania 20, when we saw them feud then, it was a very boring feud and nobody really cared. And they're going to feud when Undertaker gets back. And the thing is, it's not that they feud all the time, because they don't. It's that they don't have an interesting feud. And that is a feud that everybody looks at. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's a feud that Kane and Undertaker are tied together, and therefore they should never have to feud. Honestly, I really don't think they should. So I think that this is going to be a really dumb feud, but maybe they're just trying to see if it'll work again, you know? Mm-hmm. Who knows? So
I don't think it's going to work. Anyway, so we got Drew McIntyre. He's getting tested in the main event. I don't think it is time yet. Again, this is what I don't understand. They're bringing him way up too fast, and he's crappy on the mic. Crappy.
You know, one thing I don't understand is how somebody like The Miz, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, how they get pushes into the upper card or the main event without even a blink. You know, they're like, yeah, go ahead and push him up there. Whereas somebody like a Matt Hardy or a Christian work their butts off and they're still kept down at mid-card stats. And not even just mid-card, but sometimes a lower mid-card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are stepping stones. They are. And to be honest, that's one of the reasons I don't like watching SmackDown now, is because of stuff like that.
Oh, dude, I can tell you why I don't like watching SmackDown. It's on, I don't even know what the network's called. I almost said UPW, if that tells you anything. My network TV is what it's on, and I don't get an HD. I'm not going to watch something if I don't get an HD. I know that sounds like horrible, but It's not in HD, so I'm not going to watch it.
Luckily, I get an HD, so, but...
Oh, you do? That's yeah. the only oh, yeah. thing they probably have in HD, right?
Probably. I'm not sure, but...
We're in HD just for SmackDown. Oh, jeez. Anyway, so overall, SmackDown, okay show. NXT this week, we had Husky Harris beat Caval for the second straight time.
Okay. Yeah, for the second straight week. I mean, they had a little argument last week, and so they went ahead and they solved it in the ring, and Husky Harris beat him then, and he decided it'd be a good idea to beat him again. So, I don't know. I mean, do you think that it's good because it's like Caval's not getting any of his heat back? I mean, do you think that's a smart idea?
What do you mean?
Not win? Well, like, okay, Caval has one win under his belt. He's like 1-6, I think.
Okay.
And everyone else has basically about a 500 or higher record there, you know? Do you think it's smart for them to keep pushing Caval down and push Husky Harris up?
Husky Harris kind of needs it. I mean, he needs it just like the Cubs need to come back from a 13-run deficit at the bottom of the eighth. That's what they need. So Husky Harris is going to continue to go up the ladder. This is what's going to happen, by the way. I'm just warning you now. Lucky Can is going to get eliminated. Husky Harris is going to be at the bottom. He's going to keep being at the bottom until it's basically he has to be let go. And honestly, I will. You know, he's right. He's a tank with a Ferrari motor or Ferrari engine. He is.
Now, the one thing I would say before moving on from this, though, is that it almost reminds me a little bit of Jericho's character and what they've done to him. Because with Caval, you can't just be like, oh, well, he's already a made man, so let's go ahead and let other people beat him. Because by doing so, you don't allow Caval to actually really shine in the WWE. And I'm not saying let him win every match. I mean, no, you know, then his character gets boring. But, you know, to allow Husky Harris to win all of these matches and not have Caval win any except for that one that he won, it kind of ruins him, I think. So, but, you know, the thing is, if you want to support Caval, what you can do is you could probably buy a website like Caval is the greatest wrestler of all time. And do you know where you can buy that
at? And you can have that redirected to Section 86 or twitter.com/OffTheMark86. And you can buy that domain from GoDaddy. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149, when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Summer 65, see your details. TNA. TNA! Wow. What a great show. Tommy Dreamer and Raven. Do you know how to spell Raven, by the way? R-A-V-E-N, are going to be feuding at the pay-per-view.
Yeah. Raven attacked him last week, and then this week, you know, they went ahead and got into an argument again, and so it looks like they're going to actually be having a match at the pay-per-view. They really haven't announced any matches yet. The only one that's really for certain, based on the websites that we go to, is RVD versus Jerry Lynn, and then we're having Tommy Dreamer and Raven. More than likely is going to be another match, and you know, who knows what the other matches will be, but it's strictly, I mean, this pay-per-view, this Hardcore Justice, from what I've read, it is being put on by the ECW originals. In other words, they're the ones booking the show, they're the ones doing everything for it, and so, like, basically Dixie Carter, TNA, Hulk Hogan, Eric Bischoff have nothing to do with this pay-per-view. And it's actually one of the things that, I mean, from what I've read, the ECW originals are in love with this concept because WWE put on One Night Stand.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it as a test. And then they started putting on more ECW. They did One Night Stand again. And then it was very WWE focused. You know, it wasn't the same. So.
No, the first one was all about ECW, though.
Yes.
They tamed it, but it was all about ECW. And you can tell because they said that Vince actually took a step back and let, you know, the originals do what they were supposed to. And they didn't. They made it look good. I mean, that was an awesome pay-per-view. And then the next, I think there's three of them in total. I know the next one was bad. I think the third one, if I'm correct, was when RVD won the title, right? Or was it the second one? It was one of those two. But anyways, I think it's funny that a lot of the guys have been turning down offers to come back, though. Mikey Whipwreck turned it down. That's kind of weird.
I'm very surprised too. I figured that more people would have, agreed to go, but I don't know. I guess they don't want to be a part of it. Maybe they think that part of their life is gone, and so they're just like, it's over and done with now. So, but going back to TNA, the global title, which AJ won a couple weeks ago, is now the TV title, or the global TV title, or the TV global title, or whatever the hell you want to call the damn thing.
Yeah.
But AJ Styles said that this title will now be defended every televised event. Do you think that's a smart move for them to do?
About time someone did that. I mean, WWE needs to do that. In all seriousness, they need to have a TV title. So that title is always defended, and that is the title that you give to the next guy. So you have a guy that is on Raw and SmackDown and NXT, and he wrestles, and he has to defend that belt every week. He may not know his opponent, but he has to be ready for it. And I think that's a great concept, and I think that WWE should actually do that.
Yeah, no, the thing for me was that the TV title, I've actually never thought of it as being a big title. I've always thought of it as being like a mid to lower card title.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, with AJ Styles having it, obviously it's going to, prop it up just in the same way that when RVD had his TV title, it brought it up too.
So. Oh, yeah. When RVD had the TV title, it was a different story. I mean, you knew he was going to win. It was just like, how good is the match going to be, is what the question was. Like, is it going to be a 10-star match this time, or is it only going to be a mediocre 9? That's what it was. There's no other way to explain it besides that. I mean, you just need to know how bad the match technically was going to be that time, but which was very rare. But Ultimate X match, Beer Money versus Motor City Machine Guns. I'm digging
awesome.
I'm digging Motor City Machine Guns, dude. I wasn't at first. I didn't care for them, and I was, you had a big thing for him. I'm like, who cares? And lately, dude, I gotta say him. I'm impressed. I'm impressed with him, dude.
This is one of those things when WrestleMania went on last year, I said Edge Jericho. I said that this is a feud, if done properly, you should have for the next 6 months. And WWE botched it hardcore. They really did. They ruined that feud.
How many times?
This feud should be going on for 6 months, because this is a feud that they are doing right. I do think that the best of five series, it should have been best of seven, and you shouldn't have had it be Beer Money went to, and then Motor City Machine Guns went to, and now at their free pay-per-view, you're going to have the fifth and final match. That was kind of, it was expected. But the thing is, you have an Ultimate X match, and it was just, it was awesome. And then they are the most exciting tag team today. And I say it every single week, but I just, got to keep saying it. So, but speaking of exciting, Sandman made his return.
You mean
on
Hack?
TNA this week. Do you think that this will help out the pay-per-view?
You mean Hack returned?
Yes, Hardcore Hack. He returned.
It's nice to see Sandman. He just looks like crap still. There's no other way to put it, dude. Yes, he looks like crap. I mean, he's as crappy as the Cubs giving up 12 in the bottom of the eighth. I mean, that's how crappy he looked.
Yeah.
But, I just don't think he looked the greatest.
Yeah.
But, it's nice to see him come back, though. It's always nice to see the guys that we used to, like, whoa, my gosh, he did that move. And his finishing move is a Russian leg sweep. Lame. But you still, you saw him, you're like, yeah, that's great. You see him for a couple weeks, then he can go on. All right, moving on to our weekly topic, we want to talk about Florida Championship Wrestling, and which is also known as FCW. And our thing was, Aaron, right now it's only broadcast in the local area. Do you think it would be good to actually have those broadcasted like on Sci-Fi or on another channel every week?
One of the things I thought about when ECW came about for WWE, they had – you had Raw, you had SmackDown, then you had ECW, which was supposed to be your hardcore wrestling. And it turned out to just be another wrestling show. It really was. And so when they ended up disbanding it, they were talking about NXT. It's going to be young people. I was like, this is a great idea. It's going to be a lot like what was the show called on MTV? I can't think of the name of it. I just drew a blank.
I'm trying to think of it too, but what's his face with the champion?
Yeah, but the show on MTV where Maven was the champion, or Maven ended up winning, it was going to be like a combination of that show, but it was going to be just young guys who will eventually, basically like minor league wrestling, will eventually get called up and go wrestle on SmackDown and Raw. So I think that really NXT, what it should have been, is it should have just been FCW. I think that what they should do is they should show these younger guys, and you should see what people think about it. You should do surveys, be like, okay, well, what do you think about this guy? Do you think he's ready to get called up to the main roster? And then go from there. So mm-hmm. that's what I would like to see for the replacement for NXT.
You mean Tough Enough, by the way? I just want to point that out.
Tough Enough.
Yes.
Tough Enough.
I thought you were talking about the wrestling that they had, like with the Lucha Libre, and Vampiro was the champion.
That was WSX.
Thank you. Anyways, yeah, I mean, I actually like FCW. I love getting, dude, right now I can get just about everyone they put out. And that's the nice part. If you know what I'm talking about, Usenet stuff, Usenet is the way to go. You can get just about everything on there. I've actually watched some of the shows, and it's really interesting seeing these wrestlers develop, because some of them I was like, wow, they're pretty well along than what I thought they would be. You know, of course, I think the guys who are in NXT right now, they need to be in NXT. And I think there's at least four wrestlers right now, I think, in FCW, that if they were brought up right now, I think they'd be okay. But bring them in NXT first, and I think they'll be superstars. But actually, I should probably give you some of the tapes, dude, because they're really good. And they're only like 200 megs, too. But yeah, I mean, and FCW right now, I think that having it only in Florida, having it only in that local area where you get the tapes, I think that's fine. I know that there's other places that FCW's broadcasted, but, you know.
Yeah. No, I the one thing I would say is I really think that, you know, we talked about this before off air, and I said what I would do is I would have it be basically its own wrestling promotion. You know, you have your FCW title, and then you have your tag team titles. And what you do is you just show during your 1 hour that you have, or hour and a half, or 2 hours, however long you have, you show off those matches, you know, and that's what I would do. You show off the excitement, you know, you show off, you know, how well they are on the mic. You showcase the wrestlers, and you don't use them in pay-per-views then. You know, I think that's the biggest problem that WWE has, is that people on Raw, you see people from SmackDown on Raw all the time. You see Raw people on SmackDown. And it's, to me, kind of boring, because then it's like, oh, I get to see Triple H twice this week, you know? And it's like, I don't want to see him ever, because it's mm-hmm. Triple H. And that's the thing. I think with FCW, if you wanted to really just take out the NXT equation, put FCW in there, and then every now and then you go and you call somebody up to a main roster, you know, or you could do like an NXT contest and say, you know what, we're going to hold a tournament, and whoever wins the tournament gets called up to the main roster. You know, you mm-hmm. could do something like that. So that's just my opinion on there. So I don't know. Andy, did you have anything else that you wanted to add to that?
Not really. I mean, I like FCW. I like watching the shows. I think they're really awesome. And I think that it's nice to see them develop on how watching guys develop, if that makes sense. I love seeing that. But yeah, I mean, that's all I really got to say for this week. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Nope.
All right.
Nope,
well,
I'm good.
Well, hey, I just want to say, of course, thanks to all the fans out there for listening to our shows. It's great. Of course, I want to say thanks to Aaron coming on the show. If you want to follow him, he's on the Twitter, of course, at AP Hughes. I'm AHughes86, and we are Off the Mark 86, the show is. And for my co-host Aaron Hughes, I'm Andrew Hughes. We're tagging out.